Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. As you can hear, the faint sound of a plane flying overhead and our last day in Broome. We're starting to reminisce a little bit now.
It was such a great time. There were dogs patted, sausages were sizzled, sunsets were set.
Keep going.
Boats were boating.
Crocodiles were crocking.
Turtles were turtling.
Beers were beering.
What else? I feel like
skin was
burning. You know what? It was just those things on repeat, pretty much, which is a good time to me.
It was pretty good. First time in Carly, will you be back?
Absolutely.
I knew you were going to say that. It would be weird if you didn't. It would be really weird, actually. Broome would have been like, sorry, what? It's cool. Like, there's a special place in my heart for Broome. First radio job I had here, so I always feel like a comeback to my Green Days, you know? Not Green Days, you know, the band. Green Days,
you know. It was a little bit like a homecoming for you, wasn't it?
I had a lot of people cheer for me, carry me through the streets. I don't have any photo evidence of that, but just believe that it happened. Actually, I will say, this is kind of a sidetrack, but I got in a taxi yesterday to get from the Rowie to Cable Beach, got in the cab, and I could hear they were playing Hit, and so classic me, you know, just, I'm like, oh, I want to listen to Bloody Hit, or anything. He goes, yeah. He's like, I love the music. I'm like, yeah, cool. Anything else you love about it? I'm prying. And he just goes like, you're the breakfast guy. You and Carly. And people get our names wrong all the time. They say, like Adam and Carly the other day.
Yeah, that's what we got
and
the
I'm
other
like,
day.
And he goes, oh, you guys are great. I'm like, oh, thank you. And he goes, you guys have such an important job. You make the mood of everyone in the morning.
Oh, geez, that's a lot of pressure.
That's what I thought. Sorry, that's the realization of that bomb being dropped just flying over then. And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, no, it is so important that you guys have the right attitude because you can make everyone have a good mood or a bad mood, and that's solely on you guys. And I'm like, I just wanted a cab ride. I'm so, like, I've now got a crisis on my hands. Like, am I going to live up to the hype?
A lot of hype to live up to.
So thanks for the shout out. I'm now contemplating my entire life every time I open my mouth now on the show, but it was nice essentially, but now I'm a little bit scared at the same time. So take that with you and let's go into Alpha Box. It went off today, by the way. Rory gave it away, that jerk. So hopefully we can give it away tomorrow.
I'm wondering if Rory was a good luck charm because obviously we want to give you guys the best chance at Alpha Box, which is why Rory did it. Because we are broadcasting from Broome.
A little bit of a delay.
So we're like, no, we don't even want to chance it. We want to make sure there is a winner. And turns out we made the right call there.
I disagree because I didn't want Rory to give it away. Now he's going to be bragging around the office. He's going to be like, oh, guess who has two thumbs that gave away $1,000 today? This guy. And I'm like, oh, Rory, no. I don't know.
Well, we do want to help you
happy
guys
for the
out.
Winner, obviously.
Yeah, obviously still. We're stoked. Would have been happier if we were a part of it, but you know what?
Well, tomorrow we need to go off so we can shove it in Rory's face.
Yeah.
So in saying that, your letter for tomorrow is E for Echo. Answer wise, let's go with Carly, starting with the letter E. Name me a mineral.
Emerald.
Bang, done it.
Oh, really?
And another one. Name me an animal, starting with E. Go.
No. Elephant.
Were you going to say eggplant?
I was going to say iguana.
That's
an
I.
Then I stopped myself from being
sorry,
an
we had to take your first answer.
Yeah,
wrong. Sorry, Carly.
By the way, guys, I do know it starts with an I. I had a moment.
No,
it was the pressure. It was the pressure.
Yeah, it is the pressure. Hey, enjoy the podcast. We're out of here. Bye. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. We are live in Broome right now, and we are chatting to a Dancing with the Star contestant, a man that I adore and trust when it comes to the weather. You see him on Sunrise. It is Sam Matt. Good morning.
Alan and Carly, thank you for having me on, and congratulations on being the one person in Australia who trusts my weather report. Thank you.
Well, I just trust you. You got a trustworthy face, Sam. What can I say? You're in WA at the moment. You're in the southwest.
Yeah, you guys have finally let us back in. Thanks for having us. It's been a long wait. You know, I feel like it's given me flashbacks and a little bit of PTSD to when I was a youngster and I wasn't allowed into nightclubs. You know, Mark McGowan has been the bouncer. Said, I've got lots of friends in there. My name's on the list. I'm on the door. And I just have been allowed in for about a year and a bit. But now I'm back and we've been here a couple of days and we're trying to cram as much in as we can this week because it's been so long. So we started the week in Perth at the WA Museum, which is incredible. Then we had the Swan Valley Station yesterday, which was a lot of fun. Today we're in Busselton, right on the jetty and loving that. And then we're wrapping up the week. Tomorrow will be Margaret River.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
What a terrible gig.
Now, not to outshine you, Sam Mack, but you're not the only Channel 7 star getting around the Southwest at the moment. We've had listeners sending us photos of Manu getting it on in... Getting it on. I was going to say dancing in a...
Oh, my God, Sam Mack.
This is one way to get some clickbait.
Wow. No, is that the headline right now? I know Carly's flustered right now, but like, so Sam Mack confirms Manu was getting it on in the...
He was getting his groove on in a nightclub. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
In the Southwest, he's been popping up at local restaurants.
Yeah, you're going to get a job writing for the Daily Mail if you keep that up. Manu getting it on in WA. Look, he is, and that's, you know, we both love travelling. You know, we've done a few segments over the years together, and we're both very passionate about WA. And I know you guys are in Broome at the moment, right?
We are. Sorry to rub that in.
What a spectacular spot. I mean, how did you scan that as a work trip?
We just have to do a weather report every so often.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I mean, I'm here for business. I've got stocks and properties that I've lied about. It's the whole thing.
Well, good gig if you can get it. Well played, guys.
Now, you're in Busselton right now. What's the plan for today? Because obviously during the show, you're out there. We see you're very animated, a lot of energy. But then the second the cameras stop rolling, what happens to you now? What are you going to do in Bus? Are you going to drink a beer at Shelter Brewing Co? You're going to run up and down the jetty? What's your plan?
Well, this sounds really bad given what time of the day it is, but I'm on my second beer.
You do breakfast TV. We understand.
You know, we did our first couple of segments this morning at Shelter, and honestly, that place is so impressive, and they're the loveliest people. They really, you know, welcomed us in. They gave us a cinnamon scroll and a beer to start our day, and they have these beers called Jerry Cans. Honestly, yes. And that's what they gave me as I was walking out onto the jetty. It's the size of my head. It is like a bucket. And so I'm carrying that around. I'm sure the police are going to rock up soon and say, "Sir, what are you doing drinking at the Busselton jetty at 7 a.m?" But look, everything's above board. It's all for TV. And you know, we're really excited to be here. This is actually my first stop in Busselton. I've been trying to get here for a number of years, but we've been to other places in WA. But this is our first time here. So we did the train along the jetty. We met the local men's walking group and the women's walking groups.
Awesome.
Really friendly people. Beautiful sunrise as well. Absolute like cracker of a morning here. So it's been a great trip. So today we will have brekkie somewhere around here, and then we will head to Margaret River. So that's the plan. We're going to be live from the Hairy Marin, which is my cafe, also my nickname. We'll be live from there.
Well, looking forward to it, and hopefully you have some time to get it on with Manu.
Ooh la la.
Absolutely. Thanks to Jazz Sam Mack. Of course, watch him on Sunrise. Absolutely killing it. The only weather person we trust. Don't listen to my weathers. Only listen to Sam Mack's. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Have a great day.
Here breakfast with Alan and Carly. And yesterday was anything but lazy for us. We were busy at Ganthian Point, the beach there, putting on our sunset soiree. That's right. We officially came up with the name right in the middle of the event. Because we're sunset thingy, hanging out with the gang. We didn't really have a land on a name until right as we're in the middle of the event, but it was good.
It was
fun.
Amazing. And so many dogs came down for it, which I loved.
That was great. But prior to that, I can't remember. We did the show yesterday. It's a bit of a blur. We did the show yesterday, then we did something else, and then we all kind of abandoned it.
We did a little shop, actually, because
right.
There's some great little boutiques in Broome. It's
we
amazing,
Loz
the shopping.
Spend money on pearls, and we're like, oh, what is she earning? Anyway, we ended up...
At one point, we had, what was it, a $60,000 pearl in our hands?
That was interesting to hold. Mm. Yeah. That was, from Willow Creek. Pearl's going to change to the CEO, actually, after 8.
I think they looked at my chip nails and knew that I wasn't going to...
Yeah, the extra security was unnecessary, but anyway, but that's what we did then. And then everyone kind of went their own separate way, and you guys chilled in the hotel room preparing for the big sunset soiree, and I decided to go on a hashtag Alan Solo Adventure.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I labelled it, I entitled it, and I was hoping it was going to be trending. It didn't trend, but I ended up just kind of, great call. I ended up just kind of stealing the social media account for like, you know, a couple of hours on Instagram and just running havoc in the stories. And I was having as I would have liked. I'll admit, the original plan for the solo adventure was me to do a lot more kind of cooler things. I got caught up at Matzo's, not going to lie.
That happens.
Went there for like, you know, one drink and I was like, oh, this is going to be like a, you know, quick in and out kind of deal. Then I got distracted to an art gallery there and ended up buying stuff like that. Will say a few of the comments that have been coming through is I realize as I'm making these stories, the first thing was about drinking a Matzo's beer. Next thing was that I bought a big bottle of gin. I'm like, I'm coming across a little bit like I've got a bit of a problem here.
Well, I don't know. We're on broom time here.
That's true.
We're on holidays.
We're not on holiday. We are working. Kylie, I cannot stress that once again. We've done that enough times. But I was like, I better correct this by drinking water on camera to show people that I'm not just consuming alcohol. There is water in my diet. And then I did this kind of video, and I've had a look. There's been interesting comments that have come out of it, Carly.
Okay. I'm interested to see this video.
Have you not seen the video? It's me in slow motion. I'm drinking water and then pouring it all over my head in slow motion in what can be described as, to quote a listener, haunting.
I thought you were going to call a sexy waterfall.
Well, that's what I was aiming for. That's not where we landed. I was hoping for sexy waterfall or like, I'll have what he's having. Instead, I got haunting, terrifying, kind of funny, and what a waste of water.
See, I can't do that because I'm not going to run the risk of washing off my SPF 50 or my bug spray.
Yeah, I have been bitten.
That is living dangerously here.
If you want to check out the video at your own risk, please do so. It's on the
Carly your own pleasure. Vessel.
But are we keen to do more solo? Do you want a Carly solo adventure?
Sure, why not?
In the airport, do you want to take over the socials? You can go, all right, I'm here. I'm lining up, guys. Oh, look, I'm getting a pat down.
Is it the most riveting of content? Don't know if that's going to go viral.
Just do a slow motion pouring water of yourself, like checking through.
Again, don't know if there's a market for that.
Okay, there is. Keep an eye on our socials, guys. It's coming. Hashtag Carly solo adventure. Do you make your bed?
Absolutely not.
Because Russell's still sleeping in it, or just because?
I've never been a bed maker. My bed is currently made because my husband makes it, but when I get out of bed, absolutely not. No, I'm not a bed maker.
Interesting. I used to be a bed maker, but then, like, it'd be weird to make a bed while Julia's still in the bed.
Yeah.
That would be...
Yeah, that is a bit
weird. It'd always be passive-aggressive, I feel like. It's like, you need to get up. It's like, it's 3:30. Like, just get up.
Especially
I'm up.
If you do the old army tuck.
Yeah, oh, and I do. Every single time. I love making the bed. It's just... It always feels like you've done that first chore of the day, but... Turns out, I don't know, maybe it's not the best idea. Science has proved that being lazy in the bed-making department can actually be better for your health.
Wow. I'm ticking all the health boxes today. I own a dog, which we just found out is good for your gut health.
Well, experts from the Sleep Council say not making the bed allows the mattress to air out and remove, I'm sorry for this sentence, any fluids lost when we sleep. I hope they mean sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't see Carly's face right now, but it's definitely a horrible shock. You've got to assume it's sleep. Adults lose an average, wait for this, 285 milliliters of fluid while sleeping.
Oh, what a weight loss plan.
For me, it's mainly tears. when I cry myself to sleep every night. Most people, I imagine, it's sweat. And for the occasional one, don't be ashamed. It might be a little bit of pee if you get...
What?
Well, you know,
oh, well. You know, that's get why you wear,
you get a mattress
your
protector.
Nappy to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, all what? That.
Who's our listenership right now? Like, we're talking a little... Excellent. So, anyway, the whole point is not making the bed is actually better for you because you allow it to dry out, you allow it to aerate, right? And you allow it not to fester and harbour any kind of diseases and funguses and all that sort of stuff because it's not hidden away under sheets. So, maybe air her out. Or, if you've got a point where you're worried about it, buy a new mattress.
Something naughty at 6:40.
Now... Carly, can I get you just to kind of naturally... What would we normally do in a segment like this? Like, a range of topics that we've covered.
Yeah, we kind of go to some...
Sorry, one second. Just shaving my legs. really nailing the bikini line. Or that was a plane. One or the other, yes.
Well, that could have been an audio sex morning. Normally we go to obscure parts of the internet on the work computer, which leads to some awkward emails.
So many awkward emails. 100%. Well, we... not going to the internet today. We are going to where we are right now in Broome.
Okay.
Because I found the naughty at 6:40 for today when I went out last night to the Roy.
Oh, jeez. You really put your body on the line for this segment, don't you?
I'm a journalist, essentially, at this moment. It's basically me in the war zones right now. You guys had a lovely night in Matzo's, I think.
Yes,
is that where you guys ended
great.
Up?
Yep.
And you drank some... What beer did you end up drinking?
Well, we did the paddle, the tasting paddle.
Oh,
it was awesome.
What was your favourite?
The one that tasted like Solo. It was like very...
Not the hard lemonade they do.
Yeah, it was... Oh, very good.
Jeez, all right. What should I go? No, I had a good time too. didn't have a tasting paddle. I went to Drag Bingo.
Yeah.
So a couple of drag queens who are actually I'm very close with because they are my fairy drag Queen Mothers.
Oh, how nice. Like the modern day Cinderella.
Absolutely.
Cinderfella.
A couple of years back, I dressed up in drag, adopted my persona of Alanis Heavyset, and stormed Brew Mardi Gras, and they were Jessica James and Sum Ting Wong were the two drag queens that helped me come together. So the second I could hang out with them, I was like, yeah, let's do that. This is going to be great. Holy moly, drag bingo. A lot happens. There's a lot of, I can't even say on air. Even in this segment where we've explained, this is a naughty at 640 yeah. segment, I can't explain it. There was phallic-like costumes. There was a lot of name-calling. There was a lot of sexual.
I think you still had the lipstick on your face the next day.
Oh, I had a great time. But my favourite moment was whenever someone would win bingo, they'd have to go up and check the numbers, right? Yeah. Like you do a normal kind of bingo. So Jessica James is the one that's reading it out, and Sum Ting Wong is the one confirming. But you can tell that Sum Ting Wong in this audio we're about to play really, really enjoys it when they get it right. Enjoy this bit of audio from last night.
28.
Yeah.
36.
Oh.
43.
Oh.
It sounds like a cat trapped in a bin, begging to be f***ing set free. Are you all right?
Yeah,
kind of. Someone get us some kitty litter, please.
Yeah,
60.
Yeah.
Feral. And drum roll, please. 71.
It was a great night. They do it every Wednesday
she
night.
She had a great night, too.
And that was game two. At the Rolly every Wednesday night, Jessica James and Sum Ting Wong put the event on. So if you want to enjoy that and you're anywhere near Broome, check it out for yourself.
Sounds like the ultimate enjoyable night.
Yeah, no, I really, really enjoyed it. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and this is great news for Narrogin. After long last of the Target going away and an empty shopfront, they are finally getting a big one, Carly.
Yeah, this is absolutely massive news. They are getting one of the best shops, in my opinion, the shop that everyone needs in town, a Reject Shop. How cool is that, Lee?
Now, we're excited. We've got Lee Ballard on the line. He is the Shire president. Mate, you are excited, right?
Absolutely. I mean, who wouldn't be excited about getting, as you said, a shop filled again in their, in our CBD and a shop that's going to, it's going to be fantastic for our community.
I thought you were more excited about saving on dishwashing tablets.
I haven't actually been in there. Well, it's not open until today. I haven't looked through there to see what the range is. All they've told us is it's one of the biggest in the state. So,
wow.
Which is fantastic because of the floor space, they've used it all. So, no, it'd be really good. I think the community will get behind it.
And not just good for Narrogin, good for all the surrounding towns from, you know, Katanning to Wagen to Boppinyinning to, you know, Brookton. Everyone's going to be wanting to check this out, which is good for getting people into town as well, which is what we've been trying to do for Narrogin.
Absolutely. Now, we are quite a large regional centre and we do draw on those outlying towns to help support our businesses. So, no, it's fantastic for them as well to come and have access to it as well.
Absolutely. And it is one of those shops where there is real community buzz because it covers all bases. So it really is like one shop stop.
One-stop shop?
One-stop shop.
There we go. Yeah, it's one of those, Lee.
yeah, one of those ones. No, look, it is. It is one of those great shops that will actually will cater for nearly everything, which is great.
Now, Lee, before we let you go, I did make a pitch of what should have gone in that spot once the Target left, and it's a little annoying that we didn't go with my idea. However, I do know the franchise has since closed down, but I always wanted a Sizzler in Narrogin.
Yeah, I would have been. I would have happy with a Sizzler. That would have been okay. I don't mind.
Imagine all the cheese toast wafting down that street, Federal Street, just getting all through there. Steelo would have loved it. Everyone would have loved it in Narrogin. I'm telling you, let's not nix the idea completely. We can still fill up that Retrovision.
Well, it's true. That's true. There's still plenty more space to fill up.
Well, Lee, good luck with it today. And everyone, if you're around the area, make sure you check it out. The Reject Shop opening today. Great news for the great town of Narrogin. Yeah, get around it and get yourself some dishwashing tablets.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.